Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the broadcast today, Karen and Charlie Abowd here to talk about the greenhouse project. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh. No wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Karen and Charlie Abowd. It is a pleasure to have you both here, Karen representing the Greenhouse Project and Charlie representing both the Greenhouse Project, and he is the owner of Charlie's Table at yourhome.com. Mm-hmm. Pleasure to have you both here, as I said. I want to ask you about a whole bunch of things, and we'll talk about your dinner that's coming up. But in the last couple of weeks, I've been eating on Curry Street in Carson City, mm-hmm. and I don't know that people all over the area know just how fabulous that street is.
It's a great street, and all of that development down there is fabulous, and the Greenhouse Project is responsible for the flower baskets that are hanging there and the business owners that sponsor those. And but it's great to see it alive and active.
Well, you were a supervisor, mm-hmm. and so this was part of what was going on during your time as a supervisor. So you just got to be really pleased.
I am.
That so many new businesses are coming in.
I take a bike ride every Sunday, and I like to peruse the downtown, and it just makes me smile. It's great to see young and old and everything in between walking arm in arm and strolling down the street. That was the vision. So I'm really happy to see it and see it vibrant.
Despite COVID, the farmers market in Carson City, which is your joy, Charlie, is alive and well. What are people saying to you when you see them down there?
Well, you know, I mean, this year it's moved because as part of the downtown, they're redoing the parking lot where the farmers market used to be. They're going to be putting in some shade structures and better parking availability for the area because they did such a great job. There's not enough parking, so.
Right, but what are people saying to you when you're down there? I mean, about business, about life, because I mean, you know, we've gone through this horrible year where people weren't able to get out and about, and now they are, and people know you and they love you and they tell you things they don't tell anybody else.
Well, like I said, number one thing is we miss you too. And I said, well, thank you very much. But you know, they always want to know, you know, I'm looking for some meat. Which one of our purveyors, our farmers? And I said, well, I use them all. And depending on your mood and, you know, what they have available for you. But we mostly talk about food. People want to know about the local farmers and what I think and, you know, what we're about. Let me see your bag and, you know, that type of thing.
It's really extraordinary that Northern Nevada, you know, which is desert, let's face it, yet has so much available produce, meats, all the stuff that people talk about that Alice Waters was promoting, you know, back in the 70s, is all happening in Carson City.
Yes, you know, of course, farmers markets are very popular throughout Northern Nevada. I've got good friends up in Elko that run the Lamoille Farmers Market. you know, Karen's vision at for the greenhouse project was brought together by a young girl who got herself in trouble because of poverty. She got caught at a Walmart stealing baby formula for her little sister because her mother had been deported. And so Karen was in tears because the young girl was in her class the night before, and we were talking about it that morning. So we started talking about ways to help stem that problem. And so immediately I thought of a young woman who I, at a very young age, worked with my father, Alice Waters. Her vision in Berkeley on feeding the food insecure. And so Karen, as Karen does better than anybody I know, did start putting things together to make it a reality. And so we're here 12 years later, 13 years later, with a viable, expanding, vibrant nonprofit. So
tell us more about this girl.
Well, she was a student, and I was mentoring kids through our church. And she was, I asked the students to talk about a particularly difficult time in their life. And she recounted this. And it disturbed me that she would have to go to the lengths that she did to just to provide. And so I just felt that was wrong, didn't need to exist. And so myself, along with another gal that I worked with, Jeanette Bloom, got the Greenhouse Project nonprofit started. And working with the school district, which I have to say, Carson City School District has been phenomenal to work with through all this process. And so students know that if they need it, it's there for them. We work with AmeriCorps students as well, and you know, they don't make a whole lot.
Right.
And the food is, if they need produce, it's there for them to take. And so, and then we provide for many nonprofits in for the food insecure that are within our community, like Ron Wood, Fish, Meals on Wheels, Eagle Valley Children's Home, Salvation Army, just to name a few. And so what we do is primarily for that purpose, besides the educational aspect of this, which we are expanding. And when we started this 12 years ago, there were 20 students. Now there's 200 in a waiting list.
Wow.
The school district now has 2 full-time ag teachers. And now the current program and expansion that we're doing, because in this COVID times, the concert that we did.
Right, the concert under the stars.
We know that it's just not feasible any longer. And you can't teach sustainability unless you act on it. And the Carson City School District is avid on that aspect. So I approached them in January about a vermicomposting program.
What does that mean?
That means worm composting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, of green waste. And the school district, Mark Kornick most especially, who's their sustainability person within that organization, his eyes just lit up. And he said, I've been wanting to recycle this, all the school district's food waste for the longest time. This is a perfect program. And vermicompost is also goes for a tidy sum to sell, so it's a means of sustainability for us. Plus, we're expanding our teaching farm so that in conversation with Greenhouse Garden Center and local landscapers, native plants are hard to come by. And so we will also be doing that. So it expands the learning opportunity for the students exponentially. And now Eagle Valley Middle School is actively wanting to get engaged with what we do. So we're reaching to the lower levels of the educational group besides the high school kids to grow what we do. And we are in the process right now. We have a Nevada Department of Environmental Protection application in, and we have a Planning Commission meeting the end of September and an application that goes in with regards to all of that. A lot of hoops to jump through to make this happen, but in the end, very worthwhile.
Okay, so let me take you back to the beginning when you first started. What was your original goal for the first year? What did you want to accomplish?
Well, the first year it was, you know, we wanted to provide the flower baskets for downtown. That's something that we wanted to do. And actually it was threefold, providing for food for the food insecure. And then, of course, the educational aspect of this and interfacing with the school district.
But how many people did you think you would affect in that first year?
You know, I knew the need was there in terms of food, and student-wise, I wasn't sure because, you know, the ag program didn't exist before we were there. It had waned, and there didn't seem to be the interest. And now we're realizing how much interest there is, and for many students that school is kind of a ho-hum. This is a practical way that they very much get engaged. And we have students that come back through the AmeriCorps program to fund their future education. So it's really great to see. And the fact that it's grown to this point is really exciting for us.
Oh, to say the least.
Yeah, really exciting.
So where do you think it can go? I mean, you know, we have Stacy Alonzo, who runs Noah's Animal House, mm-hmm. That has been an incredible growth that they've seen. That mm-hmm. started just with one place in Southern Nevada, then it moved up to Northern Nevada, and then it's on CNN's, you know, 10 Heroes at the end. What do you think that this could end up being?
You know, I'm not sure. We interface with Carson Tahoe Hospital as well. We have a site in that location. And we have educational classes for adults that are at that location as well. So it's expanded the wellness conversation from that end, plus grown it at the high school level and now to the middle school level. And, you know, I'd really like to see, I mean, our goal is to try, where we interface with the Green Up Dining District in Carson City. We're also, you know, composting some of their green waste. And what I want to see is the program self-sustaining into perpetuity.
So Charlie, when you first had this discussion about the program, because all husbands and wives, no matter which member is going to do something, the other partner has to be involved at some point, where did you think this was all going to go? And I'm presuming you had your faith in your wife that she could get this done, because she's a pretty extraordinary lady.
Well, first of all, 50 years we've been married, okay?
Congratulations.
So I know what this
You're
woman...
You're a saint, Karen. That's all I can say. Go ahead, Charlie.
I know what this woman is capable of. Stand out of her way, because, you know, I hate to see, you know, she's a little thing, and they used to call her the little gnat in high school, but she'll run you over. And so I knew what, you know, what was going on. And my contribution in this whole thing was supporting her. And I was in the best position to support her, even though she was getting involved with more political things, which actually gives her more access. But I had the tool, and that was Adele's. And I knew what my role was, is to help get the money to help get this going, along with a couple of very close friends that wrote very big checks to get this thing off the ground. Because it's, you know, they're self-funded. The school district actually collects rent from them. So other than supplying teachers, this is totally separate from the school district. So it's never going to be a part of the financial conversations, budget conversations that typically in tight times get cut, you know. And so that was my contribution, is to help at that time make a solid, sustainable revenue fund. And then I would, you know, between the harvest dinner and the concerts, which we were doing before the greenhouse project, it was because I've always been involved on the outside of the music business. So, and it was a passion of mine. And since I can't really do a good job of imitating Jerry Garcia, I can host the events. And so I just turned them over to the greenhouse project.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some of those dinners you had over the years. The dinners that were held after the concerts.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen and Charlie Abowd. We're talking about the Greenhouse Project and a lot more. You had the concerts under the stars in Carson City that were outside Adele's, your longtime restaurant. And the thing that was cool was not only were they great bands that you had, but after the bands were done playing, they would come and have dinner inside of Adele's with you doing the cooking and hanging out. Share a couple of stories if you would.
Well, I think the
the ones that you can.
My good friend Billy Fasiliadis gave me this line: "What happens at Adele's stays at Adele's."
All right. Well, then maybe just mention some of the performers over the years that put on such great shows.
Well, my favorite show of all time was when we had Booker T. I don't know how many Emmys he's been awarded, or Grammys he's been awarded, but it's incredible. And So he was not playing with the MGs at that time. He was on a European tour. He had just come back, had played a couple of dates in New York, and was heading up to Canada for a big jazz festival. And our promoter, John Procaccini, hooked up and said, hey, how about a little break on the way up there, play for a great cause, on the way up. And by the way, Mr. Booker T now lives in Genoa.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he loved it there. But it was a great show. And I will tell you, you know, it was a struggle to sell the tickets. I'm not going to talk about the social part of that, but it was tough to sell the tickets. But he brought in some great musicians, and the show was fantastic. And they were about an hour away from the final set, so I was able to get out there and listen to it. And then the crowd called him back for an encore. He came back, and he was carrying an old Gibson guitar and an old Fender reverb amplifier, and I go, he's not going to play the keyboards, he's going to play his guitar. And, you know, being a Booker T guy, that was a big deal, okay? And he pulls out this old Gibson, and he plugs it in, and you hear those tubes going, and he strums his guitar, and I go, oh my God, I'm in heaven. Now I'm on the stage in the back part. So he's playing his encore, and sure enough, you know, it was about 11:30, and the neighbors started calling, complaining, and
as they will.
The sheriff's department shows up, and Booker's manager says he'll play one more song, and the officer says thank you, and as the officer walked off the stage, the manager leans over and he says, the song's about 20 minutes. But it was a fantastic, you know, we've had some great people, Little River Band, you know, Pablo Cruz, unbelievable. But that one was Hall of Fame worthy. It was, for those who were there, they captured a superstar doing what he does best. I don't think he would have been any better had he been playing in a performance hall with 20,000 people. In fact, I actually think he enjoyed it more.
Yeah. All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm going to hand this off to Karen Abowd, along here with Charlie, to talk about this greenhouse project dinner that's coming up that Charlie's going to cook for. Tell us about it.
I'm very excited about this, and actually Mark Esty and 5 of the Valley Chefs, Brandon Barksdale, Matthew Farrig, Tony Schaefer, Tommy Lynette, and Carrie Tate, are honoring Charlie and collaborating with him on the menu. And it's a multi-course wine or beer paired dinner, $275 per person. We had wonderful course sponsors step up, Lone Mountain Veterinary, Carson Tahoe Health, Congressman Mark Amaday, Vidler Water, Manhard Consulting, Aspire Capital. Robin Graber, Advanced Rolfer, and Brian Andrews, Farmers Insurance, and three fabulous angel donors. And the angel donors, their donation will be matched in the room that night. We also have an auction that will go online 2 weeks before. And then the auction will final out the night that evening, along with a raffle. And so it's a great night. The guests were about half sold out already, but if those that are interested in tickets need to contact me at 775-232-8626.
One more time.
775-232-8626.
And then you have another place to find you?
And Karen Aboud, KarenAbowd, at hotmail.com. And because I handle the seating chart, so I also get you the physical tickets that you need for this event. But what is ever more important, it's Monday, September 27th at 5 o'clock at Cucina Lupo. And
which is in Carson City.
Which
great
is
restaurant.
In Carson City and on Curry Street. And it's a very important event because it is our major fundraiser for the year.
All right, so we need to get out and support it. I thank you both for coming here. I love you guys. So glad that you're here. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.